Welcome to KCPW's Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah history. Utah has at times been a violent place, especially when land has been at stake. Land distribution in the Utah Territory was a complicated matter, and only the federal government, through the institution of a land office, had the right to grant title to territorial lands. The fact that Utah didn't get a federal land office until 1869 meant that before federal officials arrived on the scene, 22 years' worth of competing land claims were able to accumulate and create sometimes intense friction in the little towns that dotted the territory. In the case of John Howard, this policy turned out to have deadly consequences. Howard was a relative latecomer in the settling of Beaver County in south-central Utah. The first white colonizers of the area were Mormons who arrived in 1856 and immediately began putting down roots. For more than a decade, they were left to their own devices until a branch of the federal land office was established in town, an event that caused some residents to fear that outsiders would be given lands they had been clearing and farming for years. When a small group of newcomers, including Howard, moved in and began building on lands already claimed by Mormon settlers, those fears were realized and tensions quickly boiled over until they led to murder. As Howard was entering a friend's cabin late one night, he was gunned down by a hidden assailant. His friend scattered, and the gunman was able to get away. A few days later, a local Mormon man was arrested and held for the killing, but according to historian Martha Bradley, in the end, no one was charged with Howard's murder. Sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive may be found at utahhumanities.org. KCPW's Beehive Archive is a production of the Utah Humanities Council. I'm Brandon Johnson. Visit us online at kcpw.org.